At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cloud Bonus Clips. We're kind of chilling here right now. Got a little bit of this dab going on. We got 5 grams of dab right here with some diamonds in it.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a sativa. But what we wanted to bring to y'all's attention was something we discovered about Dragon Ball Daima.
We were talking about Gigetsu, one of the primary, I believe, antagonists. What's going to be an antagonist for Daima? The Kai's brother that's working with Goma. And we were talking about how like his scaling should be angel scaling, and we misinterpreted a little bit and considered the Kai's race to be angels because of Whis's father. We didn't really think about it too deeply, but they're not the same species.
Yeah, like, we actually later found out that they were in fact their own species, one that's kind of just like the people of the Kai.
It's also more than just that.
Yeah, didn't they say of like the world that we see?
It's like the world core, the core people of the world or some shit. They're called the Shinjin or the core people. And it's like all the Kais and I guess their relatives. I'm not sure. I hadn't heard of them until now, but I've never taken like a deep dive into the Dragon Ball lore.
But I just thought it was cool to find out that they weren't angels, that they were a different species, meaning that there are other ways to get into being a Kai or a destroyer. We also did a little bit more research, kind of brushed up, and we seen that where the Kais are kind of like the destroyers in a way, but in fact they're supposed to be the peace
like
side of the world,
pacifistic god,
yeah,
as opposed to destructive god, which it makes sense. They're like the balancing nature of the destroyer god in I guess a kind of way. They're more just overseers. But
and I got a question. Do you think that maybe later down the road we might see more structure to the like Zeno kingdom? Maybe like different branches or something, you know?
I don't even know at all what should expect from the original writers now. I don't know if Super will continue. I don't know if they'll try to like spin off of Daima again and act like Super never happened. I don't know. I hope they continue Super because I enjoy the manga for Super a lot, but I really just don't know what to expect at all with the Dragon Ball IP.
No, I definitely think I hope they at least finish the animation up to where they are in the manga for Dragon Ball. I think it'd be really cool to see
the Granola and Moro arc. Ultra Ego would be nice, and then of course the full mastering of Ultra Instinct applied over
the
God and
Blue. Man, that would be incredible.
Super Saiyan Blue and Base, because it's not a transformation, it's a passive ability, as we like explained.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kaioken in a way.
Yeah. It goes even deeper than that, though. At some point, like, of mastery, it becomes like reflexive and always one technique. Something Kaioken.
I have a question, because I don't remember reading it in the manga. Do you think that he will ever have to use Kaioken top of Ultra Instinct while in Blue, or maybe is there going to be another form?
How about
Vegeta is going to get a new form, and we already seen Gohan get a new form, as well as Piccolo. Doesn't it seem like Goku should get a new form and not just maybe a new technique? Because I see the Ultra Instinct as more of a protective buff, as a defensive buff. Because it allows him to dodge and predict movement.
So people are saying that they don't think that Goku could use the Kaioken buff on top of Ultra Instinct, because his body already goes into, like, a perfected state when he's in Mastered Ultra Instinct. And trying to, like, buff his body past perfection would most likely kill him. Because, like, going into Ultra Instinct in and of itself almost kills him in his original transformation. So, like, once he perfects it, Ultra Instinct's considered, like, a divinely perfected talent. I don't think Kaioken, one, I think it probably already does the same buffs as Kaioken, just inherently, once he masters it. But at the same time, like, in the implication that his body's quote-unquote perfected, it wouldn't make sense to me that, like, it would push further without hindering him in some way. If that makes any sense, I don't know.
No, I kind of get it. Now, like, so even not using the Kaioken, do you think maybe later, if they do write anything, that they might come out with maybe a new transformation? Maybe he could get some form of upgrade as well that he could tack on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just inevitable with the series. If there aren't new transformations in Dragon Ball, people tend to stop watching Dragon Ball. People get bored of seeing the same transformations repeatedly, and it's because, like, at this point, we're all, like, super catered to, and if we don't like something, we make it known.
It's true. But see, that's how I kind of like Daima right now so far. They put a little bit of a different spin on things. They're not necessarily increasing their power by any means.
Yeah.
They're kind of more or less going to have to outwit them as kids now, you know? Because I'm sure they still retain the same amount of knowledge, but maybe their bodies are just kids.
Yeah, I still think...
We haven't seen that yet, but...
I'm fairly confident that this is not going to be a nerf joke. Like, sure, he's probably not going to be able to go Super Saiyan.
Imagine he goes Super Saiyan 3 and just...
But, like, if he retains knowledge, that means he's still mastered every bit of fighting that he's had mastered before. Plus, he gets his power pull back.
And he'd probably be quicker as a kid. I'm not going to lie, because he's smaller.
Imagine instant transmission as a 2-foot tall person.
Oh, that's scary.
Imagine being
instant transmission anyway is scary.
Just imagine
because
being...
instant transmission is instant for regardless size, small, anything. The only difference is they're not gonna see you because when you transform in front of them, you're below their head.
Yeah, imagine
they're
looking
over your head, and he's gonna be dinking your nutsack like a speed bag, bro.
Just imagine you're staring Goku in his eyes a few hundred feet away. You're making eye contact with him. He puts his fingers up to his forehead. He instant transmissions. You know he does this. So you turn around to react. When you turn around, you don't see him. And then your nutsack gets bagged.
That's a fact. I think it would be easy. Goku would speed bag everyone's dong.
And you already know you're not getting, like, speed bagged by his hands if he's small. You're getting power pulled right your cock and balls.
He is rotating the power pole in your ass.
He's laughing simultaneously.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that kind of reminded me of, like, the rough 13 Reasons Why episode.
No. That one haunts my child. My entire teenage years. Ew. Get haunted by 13 Reasons Why for various reasons.
Ew.
I had kids walking around my high school talking about Hannah Baker for so long. So much so that I remember her name in 2024, and I only watched the first season to completion. The rest of the seasons I just saw parts
of. I watched all of it.
It's not worth it.
I watched all of it multiple times. I'm not going to lie to you. I actually kind of like it. I'm a weird person, though.
You could probably still attest that it's not worth watching.
Oh, yeah. Don't waste your time. If you haven't seen it, it's not really worth a go.
It's something that you could watch if you caught it, the wave of it, whenever it was happening.
Yeah. You seen it, it was there, it happened. But let's not bring it back. Keeping on.
And they never will. For higher power.
Oh my god. That looked like a loop, bro.
Bro, my throat hurts so bad from coughing. Like I'm dying.
I have a few assumptions. I believe
I'm gonna shove
it rhymes with foot down. Thomas.
What do you mean it rhymes with Thomas?
Train. Thomas the train.
That's just
Thomas,
isn't it?
The train. Thomas the train. Chugga chugga choo choo chugga chugga cha chugga chugga choo chugga chugga ah. Never mind. I think that's the wrong one. All aboard choo choo. What is that one? That's not Thomas the train.
That's not Thomas the train. My bad.
I don't know.
That's like hold on. I know what that is.
I don't know where I was going with this. I was just. It's just a random thought I had.
It's not. But in my head. This might get me.
Don't play it. That's a thought that needs left alone. No. No. Oh, God, no.
Oh, the boy. It was Choo Choo Soul on Disney Junior, bro.
Choo Choo. Yeah. All aboard the Choo Choo train.
Not that we can hear it. Because
nah, but like, I know.
I found it. It's like seeing her face.
I can hear it in my
head. Is enough.
It's playing in my head right now. Full blast.
The Thomas song is like...
And then it starts.
No, I know. I remember it now because I remember the Thomas memes from the internet a couple years ago. And it playing super, super loud
through
my headphone.
Yeah, it's like a real like happy going.
Where's your phone?
No. Stop. Don't play Thomas.
I'm playing. I can't find the meme. I might be slow.
Nah, you're definitely slow. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Hey guys, go find it. Y'all can do it. Do it yourself. Do your work. Do some homework. It's cool. Dude, I'm telling you. I swear. But another thing I want to shout out is Zach Edey. We seen the other day that Zach Edey dropped like 15, 16 points, had like 8 rebounds, like 1 assist, something. No.
Zach Edey tonight had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 10 for 15 from field goal, and only played 18 minutes.
Oh, my boy. See, last time he only played 21, and he was like 50%. This time he did even better.
I got a comment.
66%.
Clay played 21 minutes, had 0 points, went for 0 from 9 from field goal, and 0 from 6 for 3 points.
Hey, we're not knocking nobody for the preseason. We talked about that. I told you no.
Can you say this guy's name for me? Can you try to?
Move your finger. His first or last?
both.
Oh, I don't. Okay, let me try the first one.
Guershon.
And then
Yabusho.
Yabushli.
That might not
Gershon
be.
Yabushli.
Guershon Yabushli. I would need to hear somebody say he had a good game though. That was the point of this. I just didn't want to butcher his name. Yeah,
he has 10 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, 4 for 6.
Shot 50% from 3.
Played 21 minutes. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But my boy Zach Edey's
Ben Simmons tonight.
He has been cooking, man.
Ben Simmons had 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. This is today. This is the last.
Is that last game?
Hold on, scroll down a little bit. No, that was probably before the game had ended.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, my man Zach Edey, as I said, guys, do not sleep on him. He is a beast. He's 7'4", 300 pounds. Dude can the ball. He has post skills. He can pass. He can shoot a little. He's going to be a beast.
Absolutely.
Imagine. Dude, he's basically the same size as Wimby. So he's more of a threat than Wimby because he's stronger than Wimby. He weighs more than Wimby. He weighs more than Jokic. He's going to be able to battle Jokic and Embiid down low. You know, he's going to be able to bump with them, like, weight-wise, you know?
Yeah.
Compared to... So Wimby, he's not going to be able to even come close to strength because he ain't got the weight. He's going to be popped over.
Bro.
My man Edey up here would cook Wimby. I'm saying it now. Edey would cook Wimby. I think Wimby's a more skillful player overall, yeah. But I think with Zach Edey's size advantage and his ball handling and his knowledge in 3 years, Wimby had no chance.
I agree. Lonzo Ball has been confirmed to play tomorrow.
I'm excited. I want to see how Lonzo plays.
I
think this should be a game they need to test him. They need to test him. We need to see how Lonzo plays before the season. I want to know if Lonzo's the same as what he was before he got hurt.
So the Clay game hasn't ended yet, apparently. He's missed he has all the stats that we mentioned earlier and 4 turnovers.
That 0 for 9?
Yeah.
This is where he's about to repeat the 0 for 10 game if he shoots one more shot.
He has four turnovers. His plus minus is minus.
He is himself.
His plus minus is minus 14.
Yeah, dude. Amen. Pack it up. Come on, bro.
He has the worst plus minus on the whole team.
Okay, hey, man.
I lied. Derek Lively II has a minus 16.
Hey, man. Oh, as I said, we shouldn't knock people for preseason.
And then all the starters aren't playing. Luka, Kyrie, they're not playing. Markieff isn't playing.
Get your misses out. Clay, I'm not going to hold it against you in the real season. If you play the first season like that, though, I will judge you hardcore.
Oh, abso-fucking. Because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, if this is preseason, I will allow the mess up.
Check the 76ers box score real quick. They had a game tonight. 76. Yeah, let's see who played. Paul George played for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Made 3 field goals. 1 3-pointer. Got 33% from free throw, making one of them.
60%.
2 turnovers is a little rough. He had 8 points total. Drummond, 2.
I want to see his rebounds. Drummond's a rebound.
5 points, 11 rebounds.
That's my man. My man a rebound. I ain't gonna lie.
9 of them defensively.
Drummond, a hustler for boys. That's because I think he wants to be one of the greatest rebounders. He's openly said that he wants to be, but I think that's why he hustles for boys.
More than likely.
I think he realized that, he's kind of washed on offense now, so he has to make it up somewhere.
Why am I just randomly forgetting the 76ers' main guy's name? Embiid.
We just mentioned Embiid.
I know, it's the dad, man.
Hey, Matt, I take it. No, for sure. I think that's a good game. For Paul George, I'm not gonna lie to you. For a preseason, they didn't play him a lot, probably just because they just wanted to get a feel for him, kind of get him in team.
He played 12 minutes. Yeah. Kelly Oubre Jr. played 27.
Yeah, that means they probably played in like 3 minutes of quarter.
Probably, yeah. That would make sense.
So he just kind of got a little warm ups here and there. You know?
The Grizzlies played tonight. Let's see what happened there.
Yeah, remember that Zach?
Yeah. Jaw didn't play. No, Edie's on this team.
Yeah.
Hold on. They played a game. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, they played yesterday. Remember, we just talked about Zach's points. 19. We had the 19, and then he just had the 21.
No, it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday against the Bulls. Zach Edey had 15.
Yeah, that's the previous
15, game. 3 blocks, 4 assists, 8 rebounds, 71% from free throw. He made 5.
Yeah, that's the game I was talking about where he had 15, like, roughly about 8 rebounds.
Yeah.
Like an assist or something.
Now, this is also what I wanted to look at. Zach LaVine had 28 points this game.
Glad. That's good. Zach LaVine's getting back in shape.
6 3 points made, 100% from the three.
And he did say he was going to come out this season.
The Giddler had 11 points.
I'm not a fan of Giddy. Ain't gonna lie. I don't like his gameplay.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like Zach LaVine, so like cool for the Bulls for getting the guy like Giddy. I will say he has a little bit of talent, but like I just don't
horrible
like
him human being.
I think it's because he touches children.
Yeah, it's something around those lines, I would say.
Maybe. Never.
So tomorrow on the NBA schedule, there is Denver and OKC play. Maybe they'll play Russ and Jokic together.
I hope. They played Russ the first game. They didn't play him when they played Jokic last time. Kind of. I'm looking to play together. I want to see Russ and play in the same game. One, either they need to play together, or B, they need to play them alternating. So they can have one guy running. And I think that would be more efficient to alternate them, but that's just me.
So the season opener is October 22nd. It's the Knicks and the Celtics. Do we have any interest in that game? Who do we have interest in for that game?
I want to be honest with you. The Boston Celtics.
Oh, Cat on the Knicks. That is. Carl Anthony Towns.
That's true. I think Carl Anthony Towns. It'll be a fun game to watch. I think he can definitely outperform Porzingis easily. He has a little bit more strength on him, technique. Because Porzingis, I'm not going to lie, he's a little bit of a pushover on defense at kind of battle occasion.
The real star of that day, though, is LA versus the Timberwolves, mostly just to see LA play, see Bron play this year, see if Anthony Davis is going to be reliable, see if Bronny gets any points, has any play time in his
league opener. This is going to be a statement game for the Timberwolves. How can they play without Kat? How are they going to perform against a team like the Lakers?
I believe Ant will do fine, but I think Kat leaving is going to catalyst to Ant also leaving.
Because, what I'm thinking here is the Lakers, okay? Lakers are a team that is normally like a first, second round exit. exit right now for their current.
Yeah.
For what they have and how they've been performing last year and the season before. So what I'm thinking is that if they can't beat them, how are they expected to go any further second round like they did last year, especially without their key, one of their key players? So if they can't perform against the Lakers, I say that they're barely going to be above 500.
It's really likely. I think that fundamentally right now, the Lakers are probably the better team, and that's hard to say because fundamentally the Lakers are not a better team than most teams in the NBA right now.
No offense, Gobert's not going to stop AD. No.
Which, if AD is not coming out of this offseason healthy, the fuck?
Well, he is right now.
He's as of right now, watch. October 21st, left knee sprain.
He's going to play. And I'm telling you, he's going to kick Gobert's ass.
Oh, I would love for it. I hate Rudy Gobert so much.
No offense, Cat. I mean, I can't. Like, who is Ant going to be able to try to lock up? I mean, they're not going to put him on Braun. I know he's one of
D'Angelo Russell.
Exactly. And no offense, if they just don't use D'Lo, which, no offense, will help the Lakers.
It'll likely be that D'Lo is on the court and Anthony Edwards will be on him, but he'll probably switch on, like, any fast breaks or any pick and rolls to, like, double team Braun with someone else or something like that, because they're not going to see D'Lo as the most, like, threatening aspect.
Watch, I bet he's going to try to hover D'Lo and just lock up D'Lo. I bet that their play is going to be to stop the three ball, so they're going to watch the arc and watch them get cooked down low.
That's such a...
Braun's going to have, like, an 80% in field goal percentage down low. No problem.
It would be so fundamentally wrong for them to do that. Like, just thinking about, like, the Lakers. Like, if the Memphis... enough.
The reason I think that is...
If the Timberwolves think anything like an NBA fan like us, they know that the only place the Lakers, like, excels at is, like, their down low play. They don't excel at the three ball, right? So the most logical, like, rational thinking from anybody, even non-NBA players that monitor these and pay attention to this stuff, would, like, assume is don't guard the three ball tight, guard the down low tight. You know, obviously still guard your three ball, have someone, you know, close out the shots and put their hand up, but...
You're right, but see, this is where the gap's going to start. They might start the game, like what you're thinking, but no offense, I think that's what I think this is the whole play. By the end of the game, I say that, as I said, Ant will be on D'Lo, and they're going to be worried about the three. The reason being is because they're going to start the game worried about down low, okay? They're gonna come in because AD's going to do a little bullying in the beginning. I believe that. 100%. And they're going to start worrying about down low. And when they start to double team down low, we're going to have people like Dalton Knecht, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, maybe LeBron, maybe a few shots for Bronny.
Hopefully the Knecht kid shows up. Hopefully he shows up.
But that's... That's what I'm saying, though. Is
that's
that,
the
like,
role
if
he's
they
supposed
can get
to fill,
no offense, I think if they can get an open shot, the Knecht kid's a pretty good shot, I've seen. From what I've seen.
He is, but I...
Wide open, I think that they would consistently bust that down with Knecht.
I'm kind of scared that he's going to hit, like, stage fright. Because he, like, in his preseason games, he really hasn't performed.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I believe, once again, that's the pressure of a preseason game. Those were his first nervous games. I'm hoping that he is developing, you know, as he goes, like taking these games in, learning to just keep shooting, man. Don't be afraid to throw that ball, especially if you have the form, have the shot on you. The ball, man.
Absolutely.
Look at Steph Curry, man. He's a prime example. He threw the ball, and look what happened. Dude is a menace down there.
Bro has another, like, untouchable work ethic, though. Like, your Kobe's and your Steph's. Their work ethic is unmatched, and that's how they get to the heights that they have with this, with shooting. Like, Kobe got to the heights he got with his entire basketball ability because he day by day honed it on a daily basis. Steph goes and he shoots, you know, like 300 three-pointers from every single spot multiple times a day. So, like, if these young kids who are coming into the NBA right now really took the time to hone themselves like these legends and these pros are, they'd be dangerous.
All NBA players do, though, to get better. They go out and they shoot hundreds.
Most of them just don't, actually.
People like Zion Williams and his lazy ass don't, and you're right. And that's what pisses me off about some players.
That's the vast majority of the NBA, too. Like, only your star players are really out there with that work ethic. Like, your run-of-the-mill role player?
LeBron James, Kevin Durant,
Steph
Curry, Anthony Edwards. Luka. Luka definitely is out there. Kyrie's putting in some work.
You already know. Like, Jokic isn't, though. He hates basketball.
Embiid, I think he puts in the work, but I think he's angrily putting in the work.
Ben Simmons acts like he puts in the work for Instagram.
Ben Simmons does highlight reels.
Yep.
We're not going to talk about Ben Simmons because he does off-screen highlight reels. I think they're AI-generated at this point. Screw it. Not really.
Bro did not have an incredibly bad game tonight, but like...
No, screw him. Washed. He is the worst.
Yeah, he charged the basket. I saw a highlight tonight. He actually charged the basket tonight. Did he dunk it? No. Was he explosive? No. But he ran at it.
You daggone right. He ran and he jumped and
he made it.
Fucking barely anything.
But it's more than he's done in the last three seasons. Yeah, I think the Nets did win that. I think they stomped that.
Really? Can you pull up the stats? I just want to see.
The Nets won 131-92.
Somebody's been praying for Ben Simmons, if so.
You know, he wasn't, like, putting up your star player numbers, but he put up 11 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds.
Actually, that's not a bad game. But look at the 0-3s. Notice he realizes, don't shoot the ball because you can't shoot the
ball. Yeah, and now he's playing a...
Shoot the ball because you can't. Yeah, he's power forward.
Yeah, he's starting to play a forward position, which is more fitting for his size. Good. I'm kind of happy he's not on the guard position. I'm happy they have, like, their Cam Thomas, Dennis Schroeder, even though Schroeder's, like, the worst player in the fucking league.
Schroeder's been performing. I mean, even that game, it looks like he performed 50%. 33%. I mean, that's it. That's your average good mid role player, so doing his part. I don't hate Schroeder. I'm not going to lie.
I feel bad for Schroeder. To be quite fair.
Now, I'll tell y'all why they really lost. Scroll up.
This stat line that Schroeder put up, which was the middest stat line of all time, was against the worst team in the league.
I know. Now watch, because you have people like Kyle Kuzma, who that is 3-for-12. Kyle Kuzma should not be your main option. If Kyle Kuzma's your main option, go home.
I just remembered something. Is he out this game?
Scroll up.
Hold on. So their number one pick isn't playing, and Valanciunas didn't play tonight.
Alex Saar and Valanciunas would be a good matchup.
Yeah, they both didn't play tonight.
That is a twin tower. That's pretty good, I ain't gonna lie. For down low, you know. But yeah. Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma are washed, bro. They're role players. They're not no main.
Yeah, that's why I was scrolling to the bottom to see it, like, because I didn't see the other two in the list.
The Washington Wizards have the middest roster. Look who they have. Marvin Bagley the third. Dude.
Jordan Poole. The only two people that you can care about on their roster are inactive for this game.
Alex Saar and Valanciunas.
And Malcolm Brogdon, I guess. He's okay.
He's kind of...
Yeah, he's a mid player, but like out of the names that they have to offer...
Yeah. But they're all mid. That's the point. Like, all names are mid. Valanciunas is their biggest name.
And Saar has potential if he wasn't on the Wizards.
But he's not.
He's on the Wizards.
Yeah, I'm about to say, but he's not putting any work anyway. He's not putting any work right now.
It's not like he's going to even ever get the chance to either, because you think their developmental system's going to develop him? No.
No, look, they're trying to develop Kyle Kuzma and tag on George Poole. Neither of them are developing. These players are getting worse every year. They're dropping.
every single year they get worse. They only got 92 points in this game against the middest Brooklyn Nets roster that's ever existed.
Yeah.
A Ben Simmons good game. Like, you made Ben Simmons do a good game. He did everything that we mentioned in only 13 minutes.
Wait. Did we have to have a discussion that Ben Simmons is better than Kyle Kuzma?
I mean, look at the stat line. 11 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 5 for 7 from field goal in 13 minutes.
It's official. The Lakers had the biggest flop picking up Kyle Kuzma. They choked on not pulling Tatum, a championship player.
Let me run through the entire stat comparison. Kyle Kuzma played.
That's a flop.
Yep. It's Kyle Kuzma played 11 more minutes than Ben Simmons, right? He played 11 more minutes.
Because he's a starter. Ben Simmons is like a
mid. Ben Simmons shot 7 field goals and made 5. Kuzma shot 12 and made 3. Kuzma had 6 rebounds altogether, all defensive. That's one more than Ben Simmons had. He had 4 assists, which is more than Simmons had as well. However, Ben Simmons outscored him and had 3 less turnovers.
Plus minus.
Ben Simmons was plus 1. Kyle Kuzma was minus 18.
Ben Simmons was
because Ben Simmons Ben Simmons played 11 less minutes and put up more. Kyle Kuzma had 3. Ben Simmons had 0.
That's a shame.
Ben Simmons is a better player than Kyle Kuzma.
Okay, I believe it. I'm so just because one, I don't like Kyle Kuzma anyway.
And they both shot the same from the free throw. The exact same from free throw.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's a 30% field goal, a 25% field goal versus a 71% field goal.
Put it in the books. Ben Simmons is the better player. He did it. Kuzma. I just talked the utmost trash about Ben Simmons, and now he just trashed Kyle Kuzma. Therefore, Kyle Kuzma has to go down to the G League. Get him out of
there. I really don't know how you do worse than Ben Simmons in a game. It just seems like such an unrealistic thing. I didn't think that was possible.
You're right.
But to be real, if you look at Ben Simmons' team, there's people on his own team that did worse than him. Playing for more time. Right. Like Tyrese Martin.
Well, I mean, but those are younger or undeveloped players.
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma has no excuse for this.
Yeah, they have no expectations.
Hell, he almost had the same stats as Jordan Poole. He actually shot better than Jordan Poole. 30% better than Jordan Poole.
I was talking about then Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, Ben Simmons shot.
Jordan Poole outperformed Kyle Kuzma, for sure. So Jordan Poole is a type of guy that I believe if he was in the right system, he would be a bad player.
If I were to tell you that Ben Simmons shot the second best in the entire game, how like mad would that make you? Because he did.
I'd believe it as long as it's second, not threes. If he shoots a single three, no playing
from the field. Like, I can't, I'll tell you who the best three-point shooter was this game in a minute. But from the field, he was the second best. Of course, he's tied with
percentage, but how many of those were layups is what I want.
I
didn't get to
see his fucking shot, his floor stats. I don't know if they'll have them up for a preseason game, to be real.
But, like, I guarantee that a lot of them were, like, lays, stuff like that. No offense, because Ben Simmons is a close-to-the-rack player and the occasional mid, but his shooting's not the best, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see him as a shooter, so I'd say most of it would have to be down low. No. Like, I feel like maybe just nobody really tested him down low.
No, this did happen in the game, though. Kyle Kuzma broke Ben Simmons' ankles.
Oh, he said, oh yeah, you're going to outscore
but
me.
But however,
he missed.
He airballs the three-pointer immediately after. Like, completely. Doesn't even, like, chip the rim.
So, Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole are show points.
All 11 of Ben Simmons' points came in the first half.
Well, he probably actually didn't play a whole lot in the second half.
Likely not. He probably...
That was a lay.
He attacks the baskets for three straight possessions. Let's see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most of his shots were all lays, man. Look at this.
But, like, this is stuff that he would literally refuse to do, last season.
Kuzma
Like,
oh, big dude.
He wouldn't do this at all last season. Imagine watching Ben Simmons crash the board last season. Last season, he would barely touch the ball. He would catch the ball, wait for someone to get open, toss it to him. But we see him actually running at the rim, and that's more than Kyle Kuzma could say.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, all of his shots were laced. All of
them. Six of his 11 points.
Yeah, but six shots.
This has 10 extra seconds. Here's a lay. No, that was only 3 shots.
I know, but I thought we seen one up above as well, a different previous lay.
I think it was like one of the same lays. Here's 2 of them. There's 2 lays so far. This is probably an assist with Schroeder. There's one of his assists. A pick and roll.
Oh, no, it's him. It's a lay.
A floater from, like, right inside. Put a back. Dunk, put back.
That was kind of an open dunk, though.
An oop. Lob he jumped. He jumped a little early.
Yeah, lob tip. I see all paint, man. He has not went out of the paint. And if you notice, all of
I think he understands that, like, the paint and like the midi is his bag.
I haven't
like,
seen him even take a midi, bro.
I don't think he's been in a position to.
I don't think he's taking a shot. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think he's a shooter right now.
I think they've isolated him to the forward role. So he's literally pushing the ball forward at all means necessary. Anytime he has the ball, it's going forward, no matter what. Anytime they put it in his hands,
yeah,
he's constantly pushing the ball forward.
Every shot he's done.
Literally, if the ball's coming to him, he's going straight. Yeah, I know. I'm just kind of like reiterating. Like every single like ball in hand, it's being pushed down the court. If the ball's not in his hand, he's not moving.
Are we possibly seeing some progress with Ben Simmons finally?
I mean, is it going to
be a year that Ben Simmons?
It's going to be the smallest like type of hope. Like it's going to be like he's going to be a type of role player hope instead of completely useless. But it's still something. It's something that you don't get from players that happen to. Yeah, like he's going to adapt to not being a star anymore.
It's not common for players to adapt to role.
Like, take small Isaiah Thomas. Small Isaiah Thomas is a crazy way to put it. But once you took him away from his starting role in... I could have, but it's too late. Once you took him out of his starting role in Boston, everything was done for him. Once he had to become a role player and play a role, he couldn't.
Could have also said Celtics.
Shut up. It's small Isaiah Thomas.
But guys, I will say, thank y'all for tuning in. So check out the medias, continue listening to the podcast. If y'all haven't listened to previous episodes, come back. We appreciate y'all. Y'all later.
Later, guys.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.